Yeah, this is okay.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hi there.
How are you?
Hi, wait, I'm so confused.
Why are you confused?
I didn't know this would work. I thought we would have to call it Instagram or something.
No, it's a literal, like, podcast app.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool.
It is really cool.
Oh, God.
I'm nervous now because you're here. I haven't talked to you in so long.
I know. I've been really busy.
I know. It's fine. You don't have to be sorry. It's just that I feel so bad for you.
I'm really nervous for some reason.
Is it because it says recording?
Yeah. Like, I'm usually used to, like, none of our conversations getting recorded, so I could just spew whatever the heck I want, but now I can't.
Yeah. At first, actually, it wasn't that hard for me. I don't know. Because Jazzy was, like, being weird and stuff, so I thought it was, like, normal and stuff, but, you know, yeah.
Jasmine's always weird, let's be honest.
Yeah, she is. But now that I caught up with her, I actually got her channel name again, and her channel's really interesting.
It is. I stopped watching her videos for, like, a while when she was posting a lot because, like, I wasn't really on YouTube. I just was watching anime. That's when I wasn't very into talking to anyone. I would just watch anime for days and not text anyone.
Yeah, I see that.
I stopped, kind of. I've gotten it more into manga and reading comics instead. I mean,
wow.
I'm sorry.
But not gonna lie, her channel, she said she reset her channel like 4 times already.
Yeah.
But I think she's like, she says she's confused about her channel. She doesn't know what to do. But I think her channel's like actually really interesting now.
Yeah. I like her channel. I've always liked her channel. Her animations are amazing. Her art's really good. Like, even with that little animation she did and posted it on her page, I really liked it.
Yeah, she sent me, like, a preview of it, and it was really good.
Yeah, she's an amazing artist, and whatever she does, I know that we're gonna support her because she's just a really good artist in general, you know?
Yeah, what a coincidence, though, because I'm playing that same song in the background. Yeah, she told, because I asked her what she was listening to nowadays, and then she told me Fantasy, so I put it on for her, and
oh my god, if you hear my brother in the background, he's on the call with his friends, and I'm gonna
how interesting.
No, not really.
While you're over there reading books and comics, I'm over here getting into 17, which is not a good thing because there's 13 members.
I know. I was looking into 17. I don't remember. I think it was like when I first heard of them. And then I was like, wait, if it's named 17, shouldn't it have 17 members? And I can't.
Literally, so many interviewers have said that. And everybody, like, when they first met them, the first thing they would say is, like, why is their name 17 if there's only 13 members? Like, so many people ask that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why not name it 13 and have the same effect and less people would be confused? But no, they're gonna confuse everyone and call it 17.
But, I mean, it's a good, you know, question, you know, like, in the beginning when you start standing 17.
Yeah.
But I have one thing to say.
Huh?
Woozy is so small. So cute. Like, he makes me cry. Like, I can't believe he's, like, so short compared to the other members. That's what makes him so cute and stuff. But, like, he's also such a good music producer. Like, he literally produces his own songs.
Yes, we stan a king. We stan.
Yeah, but I don't know all of their names. I only know, like, a few of their names, and one of them I can't even pronounce so far, so. But I'm getting into them.
I haven't got it. I haven't really looked. Okay, so I told you this already over a voice message, I think it was like a couple of days ago, but I told you since I've gotten really like back into anime again and comics, I haven't really been listening to K-pop, which I'm really like upset about, but I've gotten sucked into the rabbit hole of anime again in comics. So I can't, because I'm really upset at myself, because I'm just like, okay, of course I stan BTS, you know, those are my boys, I'm always gonna love them for being the mm-hmm. first actual like yeah. boy group or like boy band like from an international, like, you know,
yeah. my first
yeah. my first favorite like other language thing, Majigger. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah. You mean the first, like, K-pop band you were into?
Yes, the first K-pop band that I've ever gotten into, the first boy band I've ever really been into.
Yeah, same here, bro. I've never actually been ever into music until you told me about BTS, and I was like, oh, music, and then that's how I, like, got my love for music from yeah. you. Basically, if I had never met you, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be who I am now at all whatsoever. I would be the same old Vanessa from fifth grade. So basically, you literally changed my life.
I almost said I'm sorry.
You almost said I'm sorry. Do not say sorry. You need to stop saying sorry, because it's not a sorry thing. It's a you're welcome thing. You should start being selfish right here, where you say, oh, thank you.
I mean, I literally almost said I'm sorry, so...
You've been saying sorry a lot lately.
Yeah, I feel bad for everything I do. I don't know.
But you shouldn't.
But, yeah, I mean, thank you. I mean,
you need to, like, love yourself more so you could, like, get the confidence to stop saying sorry so much for things that you don't even have to say sorry for.
I feel bad for everything, though, like... For the stupidest stuff, like if I say something that I feel like someone's gonna get upset at, I'm just like, oh, flip, I'm so sorry.
Well, you know that we're always joking around, right? You know that you can yeah. never actually offend me, even though I say I'm offended, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. I've been friends with you for like 1 to 2 years. I think I know you very well by now.
Yeah, and we're about to be on our third year anyways.
Yes, I'm so happy.
I know, right? I can't wait till the third year, but I'm also so sad for the third year because 4 months left till the month of the same month that Jin is going to be leaving for the army.
Oh, don't remind me.
It's making me cry just thinking about it.
I know, like, Jin is just amazing. Like, I feel if, like, he left, it's not gonna be the same.
You know, it really is not.
We've talked about this before, like in class. Like, I mean, like fourth period things. I kept
literally, and there was like, and it was literally the beginning of like somewhere around 2020, and we were talking about it so early. But now that we're like yeah. so close to it, it's even more sadder.
It's painful. It's very painful.
Yeah, because if quarantine days have been going by really quickly, so we don't actually have time to cherish anything.
Exactly, and like, I don't really, okay, the thing is, I told you, I don't really check up on K-pop anymore because of my crippling anime addiction that has to do with comics and manga too, so like, that's been eating me, and it's the only thing that has been giving me life, so like, I need to go check back up on K-pop again, so...
Well, that's yeah. exactly why I made BTS Projects 2020, so I could keep armies updated.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, like, you can always text me, like, if you've been gone for way too long from, like, you know, K-pop, you can always text me, and then I'll tell you literally everything, because I know so much, and so many things have been happening lately, and I'm just, like, freaking out. I'm having a heart attack.
Well, it's like, I haven't really been wanting to text anyone or call anyone, you know. I've been busy and then stressed and then having to take care of like the child and then
that's when you say that, hey, I'm gonna take a break from Instagram and like just my phone entirely, and then I'll say okay, and then I'll just like, you know, give you your space, just like what I did, you know, that time where I said that I needed to be away from my phone because like the notifications gave me anxiety.
Yeah, but like the thing is, like, when I'm on my phone, like I'm usually on it like 24/7.
But so then say you're taking a break from people then.
I take a break from people. Like sometimes I don't feel like responding back, which I'm sorry. I just
no, it's fine. I understand.
Yeah, that's why. Or like on Instagram, like because I know in the other podcast episode you guys were complaining about how I'll leave you unseen.
I told you not to get offended.
I got really offended. Well, not offended.
I'm sorry.
No. Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. Because it's true. I'll leave you guys unseen, and then you'll see them online, and it's true. Because I do that. But the reason why sometimes, or most of the time, I'm online while I don't respond back. Is because I'll be on the tab of Instagram, like physically be on there, but not physically. I'm not in the phone or on the phone. Like I'll be on the tab, and
wait, that happens? I'm so confused. Wait, the thing still says you're active even if you're not on your phone?
No. My phone will be on. It'll be on the tab of Instagram. Like I'm right now, I'm on the tab of the recording podcast thingamajigger. Like I'm on that tab, you know? And
yeah.
I'll be on the tab of Instagram, but my phone will be on the table while I'm chasing the baby around. Or my phone will be on the bed while I'm trying to do something. Like it'll be on the
table. How long does your phone automatically stay on?
I know, it
stays
on for a little bit.
Bro, my phone doesn't even stay on for a few seconds. It stays on for like 5 seconds and then it immediately turns off.
Mine takes like 10 to 20 seconds, I think, at most.
Holy crap!
Yeah.
Why is your phone better than my phone?
I've had my phone for literally a year.
I've had this phone for a year too.
Ah, hey, look.
But I want to I want to get rid of it now because I cracked the screen.
You cracked the screen. Guess what?
What?
I barely have any scratches and my screen isn't cracked. And do you know how many times I've dropped and thrown my phone and slammed it on the table? So many times.
I'm so jealous.
Don't worry. I got a note at my mom. From my mom, not at my mom, but like from my mom, because I've slammed my phone on the table right in front of her for like no reason because I get upset. Well, it's a reason, but it's a dumb reason because I get upset at a manga or like anime where I just slam my phone on the table.
Well, I've slammed my phone and dropped my phone multiple times on many different surfaces, but it didn't break because I had the case on it. But the time that I like, you know, broke the screen, I was on concrete. And it didn't have a case. And you know what? I think it's karma. Because the last phone I had, which was an Aristo 2, I also coincidentally dropped it on the same concrete in the back of our apartment building in the same exact place with no case. I'm just going to say this right now and right here. That concrete behind our fucking apartment is very hard.
I bet. I've been to your apartment once and we barely even walked around.
Yeah, it's because we were inside all the time.
I miss hanging out with you, dude. I miss hanging out with everyone.
Because I didn't get to like do as much as the things that I wanted to do with you while you were here because I was just like really tired that day.
Huh? Sorry.
How dare you?
No, it's my brother's trying to talk to me. Okay, sorry, you were saying?
I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, but you said something before my brother started talking to me.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then what were we talking about?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I was going to say something.
Yeah, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say that, like, before you went, like, off topic of the thing of where you were talking about how, you know, you left us on scene and stuff. To be honest, it wasn't because I was mad at you or, like, sad about it or anything. I was just, like, okay, I was kind of sad about it because, like, you didn't, like, you know how I told you before that you, like, replaced my dad and giving me the attention he used to give me, right?
Yeah, I'm your dad now.
Yeah, basically. but we're not gonna say it like that, you know, okay. Okay. But you know, like, the fact that they were, like, quarantined and, like, we're away, you can't give me, like, as much as attention anymore, and now that you're busy. But, like, I understand that, but it still makes me kind of sad.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm saying sorry. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
I know, I understand. I'm just saying my feelings. Don't worry about me.
No, your feelings matter. You're validated. I don't even...
My feelings matter, but sometimes my feelings can be very stupid, okay?
Hey, no feelings are stupid.
All feelings are stupid.
I wish I could disagree with that, but, like...
See, exactly.
I wish I could disagree that. Blah, 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 blah. I wish I could disagree with that when it comes to me, but when it comes to you, you're not stupid. You're fine.
Lies.
Lies. No.
I lied.
You lied. Yeah, you're the one that.
Haha. I am a lie.
Caught in a lie.
Oh my god, stop. I love that song.
You love every BTS song. Come on.
Yes, I do. My favorite song right now is 0 o'clock, and for only one reason, and one reason only. And you know what it is?
Huh.
Because it says, and you're gonna be happy, ooh, ooh.
When? What BTS?
Like, literally question it, but, like, at the time, at that says, when it says it, it, like, makes me so happy when he says that. Like, ooh. And the pitch to when Jungkook sings it, it makes me so sad, but it makes me so happy at the same time.
I get you, yeah.
It's an emotional song. I love it.
Yes, we stand. We stand.
Just exactly how I love you.
Oh.
I love you with all my heart, Claire. You are, like, the best friend I could ever ask for.
You're making me ooh-woo. No, I'm joking. I'm sorry.
Wait, say that again. Wait, you said you're making me ooh. What the heck?
You're making me ooh.
Bro, you're really on something else today. I feel like you're more crackhead than usual.
When you haven't talked to some... I'm sorry.
You mean when you haven't talked to someone for so long?
When you haven't talked to someone for so long and you've been reading comics and, like, and you finally get to hear someone else's voice other than your family nagging at you, you feel really hyper.
True, not gonna lie. I was pretty happy when I heard Jasmine's voice because I was like, I haven't talked to her in so long and stuff.
Yeah. Oh. I can't.
Oh my god! Guess what?
What?
Okay, so there's another update with BTS. Break the Silence is coming out.
Ooh.
It is ooh, because, like, ooh, you don't have no idea how long I've been waiting for this BTS movie. And I can't wait for it. And also, there's another update. So, do you know Tiny Tan?
Am I supposed to?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay, so Tiny Tan is, like, you know those little, like, how do you say this? Those ads for those little, like, bobhead BTS things?
You know those?
Yeah. Yeah. The one where it was that one scene, I think, I can't remember what hair V had it, but he was half and half blonde and pink.
It was strawberry. Yeah, it looked like a strawberry pink.
Oh god, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like those little ads things, and then they made a new thing with it called Tiny Tan. So, like, I don't know what that's supposed to be about, but it seems really interesting.
Interesting. Interesting.
Also, have you been keeping up with BT21?
Not really. What? I'm sorry.
Oh my god. There's something so dramatic that made me cry.
Huh.
So, supposedly, like, in this season 3, it's gonna be about, there's BT21 and there's, what is it? AT21, I think? And, they're, like, the bad version of BT21. They're, like, cousins and other people from, like, the family of BT21. And, like, RJ's side of their family, he's still missing because, like, it's a mystery for them. But you know what happened? Van, they poured water on Van, so now Van is all messed up, and he's like, here's a chip that will only fix Van. And then they knocked it into this giant milk jug, and then Chicky's like, okay, I'll get it. And then he goes and he's like, no, Tata says. And then he goes and he's like, I'll be back, he says. And then he comes back later on, but like, it's in the same episode where like, there's a preview of him coming back, and he's like, it all depends on that one chip to save Van. So basically, we don't know if Van is gonna die or not.
I don't think they'll kill him off, and if they do, they're gonna bring him back, you know?
They better bring him back, because if they don't, I'm gonna have a mental breakdown. Like, even though, like, it's still BT21 in its animations, Van as an animation still means a lot.
Yes, I know.
Because, Van was, like, supposed to be the 8th member of BTS, but I don't think anyone actually got an explanation for it, unless they did, or I don't know about it, but I think Van is supposed to represent ARMY.
Probably. So if we die, then fun. Very fun.
Yeah, but, like, I'm also wondering if they won't bring Van back, because, you know, it's the same year that Jin has to go away, so I don't know if they're, like, trying to make it seem like they're ending it right here or not.
I swear to God, if they kill Van,
I know.
I'm gonna be very upset. Not with you, like, and directly at you, but I'm gonna be upset at the. You get what I'm saying? You know?
Yes, I understand. After all this time, Clara, we could telepathically communicate. So yes, I understand.
Thank you. Also, do you think Jasmine's watching this? Like, after we post this, do you think she's gonna actually watch it?
Yeah, of course she's gonna actually watch it.
Okay, I want to tell her. Should we give her the explanation of the whole husband thing?
God, yes! Like, she got so mad because I don't think she really likes it when we talk about BTS, but also I think she deserves an explanation because I think she was so confused.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, so how should we explain this?
Okay. Should we explain it from, like, last year? The beginning of last year?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Like being... Okay. So, Jasmine, this is directly towards you. Whoever's not Jasmine, don't listen. Go away. No, I'm joking.
Don't shoot my viewers away.
excuse me. Okay. Jazzy Jasmine. Jasmine Toaster. I don't know. So, in the beginning, or when me and Vanessa met, I always count her as my mother, because,
I was always bossing you. I was protective of you.
Very. You were very protective of me. And then,
I still am.
I know, but for some reason I became the mother, which I don't really see myself as a mom, but...
Yeah, it's only because, BTS. Yeah.
BTS. Yeah.
Okay, just keep going.
Okay. So she was my mother, and then when she started getting into BTS, out of nowhere one day, I think we were at school, right? Like, we were in the lunch area. We decided, oh, okay, what BTS members would we be? And you were like, you would be J-Hope. You said I would be J-Hope. And I said, yeah, that makes sense. And then,
here's the confusing thing, yeah, is that I said that I would be like Yoongi, because Yoongi is like more of the aggressive type and like always annoyed and was always sleepy. But then we also got confused with that part because Yoongi was also like, what's her name again? One of our other friends.
The friends.
I think we literally forgot the name of our friends, bro. Okay, but it was like one of our other friends who was also like really towards Yoongi.
Vanessa.
Huh.
Who we were calling
Yoongi. Emily!
No, it wasn't Emily.
That was her name.
No, Vanessa.
What?
Who we were calling Yoongi, or who chose to be Yoongi, was the person that's not our friend anymore. Remember? When she was actually our friend.
Oh yeah, that
he was Yoongi, and I was J-Hope, which is really weird.
Okay, well Yoongi is now Angelina actually, so
makes sense. She always takes.
But like nap. When we were like actually figuring it out at the time, she was that. But like as we went ahead, we were like kind of switching Yoongi.
Yeah. Anyway.
So. Yeah, anyways, Angelina ended up being Yoongi. That's the end of that point.
But that doesn't explain how I became your husband.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm at that point of Yoongi's side. Now we can explain the rest.
Oh, this is gonna take an hour.
Don't worry, this podcast can go past an hour.
Yeah, okay.
Just hope that my phone has storage for it.
You were saying...
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot. Anyways,
you're getting distracted.
I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so Clara, I said that she was like J-Hope because like J-Hope, his personality is like very happy and always like jumpy and kind and really selfless too. And I was like, oh, that's literally the definition of you, Clara. And well, that's how that happened. But then we were conversating about like. Who would be Yoongi, and then we decided off of that, and then we were like, so then who would I be? And then Clara's like, well, you would be like Namjoon because you're always so clumsy and stuff like that.
You destroy like, everything you touch.
Not you, not everything.
Everything.
Okay, maybe sometimes. Okay, actually all the time, but still. But anyways, I ended up being called Namjoon, and I was also, and didn't, like, later on in, like, 7th grade, you also ended up calling me, I was, like, sort of like Jungkook, because I was, like, childish at the same time.
Yeah, I called you Jungkook, because you're very tall and strong for your age, also.
And also, like, I acted like a child, supposedly, yeah, but in my opinion, and then Namjoon's, like, wise and, like, older, so, like... Yeah.
Perfect mix.
Yeah, so I'm supposedly Jungkook and Namjoon, but...
No, I feel like Jasmine doesn't even get what we're saying, because she doesn't even listen to BTS, so she probably doesn't even get what
Yeah,
we're
she
doing.
Probably is skipping past this right now.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. Like, if I didn't know about BTS and someone... Like, if I was listening into a podcast and they just started talking about BTS out of nowhere, I think I would skip too.
Okay, but like in episode 3, we're definitely gonna have to like get on a group call like with all three of us and actually have a conversation with her so she can actually not be able to skip through this, because I feel like she's skipping through it, but at the same time, I don't know.
I mean, okay, Jasmine, I just want to give you a warning. I swear to God, if you are skipping through this, I will find where you live and I will force you to listen to it.
Oh my God. That's scary.
What?
The scary part is I'm glad that I'm not Jazzy, because you know where I live. And you know my apartment number.
Yeah, don't worry. You're fine. You're A-okay. But Jasmine, I swear to God, I will find where you live.
No, that's not how you threaten. You gotta threaten with something.
Okay.
I'll threaten her with a stick.
I'll get my slipper and slap her.
Wait, you have a slipper?
Of course I have a slipper. Who doesn't have a slipper?
Me? I'm a broke mother chucker.
Who said I got it for money?
Clara!
You never said how I got it. I got it for
Clara,
free.
Oh my God! You bad child. You just literally exposed yourself to your mother.
I No, my grandma gave it to me.
Oh, your grandma gave it to me.
Where did your mind go?
But my grandma's dead.
Sorry for laughing.
Oh, no, it's okay. I never got to meet her. But, like, all my aunts and uncles say that they would have liked me.
But, it's like, not my uncle and... It's like, not my real grandma. It's actually, like, my pastor, but I call her my grandma because she acts like my grandma.
I don't have a pastor. I'm sorry, I can't relate. I've never, like, you obviously know my past, so I've never actually had a life. Like, I've literally had no childhood at all. Like, whatsoever. Like, we didn't go places. I don't remember going to stores. I don't remember going to the beach, pools, visiting people. I don't remember any of that stuff.
Vanessa?
Huh?
Like, do you want a hug? Do you want a hug? Do you need a hug?
No, I'm fine.
You are the definition of locked in a basement. Like,
which is why I grew up to, like, isolation.
Yeah, I can't. Me and, like, our other friends kind of forced you out of the whole isolating yourself part. You and Jasmine, you guys liked being alone. I literally had to, like, drag her out of the shadows.
Well, I still like being alone, except...
No, but you're not gonna be alone. Sorry.
It's like... I need a second.
You're gonna be mad at me.
I need to process what's going on right now. I can't believe I'm having this conversation with you.
We've had a worse conversation.
No, we have not. A conversation where we actually have to explain this whole marriage.
We just got off topic.
There's no way.
You know, we just gave up from that conversation. We don't even care.
Okay, let me explain it really quickly then. So, like, now
we're
June
married.
And...
Boom.
Oh my god, Claire, stop. That's not how we're supposed to explain things.
Jasmine, all you need to know is we're married and we're happy.
But that's not the end of it. I'm also your son and your mother. And you're also my son, and you're my daughter.
What kind of Alabama?
See, now that's confusing. So let me explain, child. Okay, Jazzy, this is going to be very quick, but very, like, determination of explaining things. Hopefully you understand. So,
maybe it doesn't take an hour.
Only armies would probably understand what's going on right now. Anyways. But, so Namjoon and Jinhyung, they're like two of the members, obviously, of BTS. But the thing is that armies also have ships in BTS. So, like, they ship two BTS members together. And sometimes it can be a threesome. Like the Makane line. But we don't talk about that right now. We're focusing on Jin and Namjoon. And so since we ship Namjoon and Jin together, which makes Namjoon, makes out the name Namjoon, we ship them together, which means that's basically a marriage inside of our heads. So since she is like the mother of the group, Jin, which is also like he's also the mother of BTS, and Namjoon is like basically the husband of
the dad.
Jin. Yeah.
Daddy.
Oh my god, stop. Oh my god, stop. Do never say that again. That's so I'm gonna have to cut that out, bro. Stop. I don't wanna get like some band thing or like PG-27. I don't wanna get that stuff. This is supposed to be family friendly.
You just said daddy. That is pretty dead. That's
oh my god, Claire! Stop right now, I swear to god. Claire, you are being such a hard stand right now, and I swear. You are supposed to be a soft stand because Hobie.
What do you mean?
Claire, If you don't stop right now, I'm going to make sure that you never return from Heartstan.
Girl, what do you mean? I've gone down that road.
You've gone down that road, but you've never stayed at that road, have you?
Are you sure about that? Do you know what I read?
I know what you read. I've read worse.
We're not gonna talk about what I've read.
Okay, we're not gonna talk about this on my podcast, okay, honey? Like,
just, talk like, about this on a call.
Yeah, we'll talk about this on a call. We can't talk this right now because, you know, kids might be hearing, but I highly doubt that because I barely have any viewers. But, you know.
Children do not follow our lead. Don't.
Children, if children are watching this, children, if you hear me, do not follow our lead. I this is a warning right now. If you follow in our footsteps, you're going to be taking drugs. Actually, no way. Alcohol. I mean, not... I mean, BTS.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's an addiction that can't harm just anybody, say, right?
Just say serotonin. Just say, please give me some serotonin. Just...
What? Where did you even get that from?
Serotonin is the thing that makes you happy.
That's even worse than telling kids not to take drugs. Claire, I can't breathe. Oh my god.
It's not a drug. I think it's the chemical in your brain.
What the hell? Please tell me you're joking. Oh my god, my face hurts from smiling so much.
I think it's the chemical in your brain that makes you happy.
Oh my god. I don't think I have any of that left. Wait, we're getting off track.
We're not talking about drugs anymore.
Literally, all we were trying to do is explain to Jazzy why we were married.
Wait, is it the same thing as drugs and serotonin?
Okay, I think you need to calm down because I have no idea what you're saying.
Good. Okay, I'm calm now.
Okay, then. I shall finish what I was trying to explain.
Wait, before you do, I want to drink water, but I'm scared that I'll just suddenly start laughing again and spit out the water.
So then, take a minute to calm down and drink some water. Oh my god. I swear I'm gonna come over there to your house and I'm gonna literally pour water down your throat, girl.
Please do.
Oh my god. You need some Hobie holy water.
No, that's not what I meant. I'm just saying I need some water.
You need holy water.
No, I just need water.
No, okay. You need holy water.
Okay, as you talk, I will try and drink water without spitting it.
Okay. So, as I was saying, now that we ship Namjoon, that's how the marriage thing started. And since she's Hobie at the same time, Hobie is also the child of Jin and Namjoon. And then so is Jungkook, which is also the other half that I am. So that's how we became both the sons of each other and also the wife and husband of each other.
Okay, I'm fine now. Same.
You interrupted me.
Sorry.
How dare you?
Just leave me laugh again.
Okay.
Don't make me laugh or I'm gonna start laughing all over again.
Okay, I'll stop.
Okay.
But good. As I was saying, since we're like four of the members, in the beginning of the year, since I was her mom, then that's how that thing happened. So then she's my daughter and I'm her mom. But she's also my mom. And I'm also my own father, basically. And then for her, I'm her mom, and then I'm her daughter and her son and her husband.
I have to keep this family friendly.
Yeah, we have to keep it family friendly. Hopefully no kids are listening on in this. Also, there's something coming up, really. So, like, I'll give you a warning beforehand. And Clara, you don't know about this, but don't be surprised.
Wait, I have to listen to my own voice?
What?
I have to, when you post this on your channel, I have to, like, or the podcast, I have to listen to my own voice, right?
Well, of course you have to listen to your own voice, unless you don't want to hear our conversation again.
Do I sound stupid?
No, your voice is amazing. Like, I wish I had your voice. Like, your voice makes me happy.
Dude, you're so kind.
I'm not kind. I'm a selfish person.
We're gonna have a we're not gonna do this over the podcast. We're not gonna have a complimenting war, because you know I am stubborn and you are very stubborn too, and we will not stop until the other one dies.
You would kill me?
Oh no, I'm just saying we would die from old age.
You know what? I'm going to smack your
You would hit me?
No. I'm gonna smack your profile picture. Smack.
Excuse me.
Smack. That smack. Is a part of me. Your dumb profile picture. Smack. Smack.
Whack.
It's so whack. White. Smack. It's a cow. Smack. Smack.
It is white and black. Okay.
It's cow. Smack. Smack.
Milk.
I don't like your Nutella and waffles. Smack.
Excuse me. Fine. I'm leaving.
No, don't leave. It's going to start recording, and then I have to restart it all over again, and then I'm going to have to edit that whole thing out, and then I'm going to do a separate episode.
Is that all you care about?
For that.
Is that all you care about?
No, I also care about you.
No, you just said you. If I left, you would have to restart. That's all you care about. You don't
no,
care about
I also
myself.
Care about you. No. No, I also care about you.
What about the waffles? Don't you care?
No, I don't care about the waffles. I'm sorry.
But the waffles are a part of me. I am a literal waffle.
No, you're not. You're a literal sunshine.
So a waffle full of sunshine?
No. A Nutella sandwich.
A Nutella sandwich.
I don't know where that came from. You never heard that.
Wait, did I tell you? Okay, sorry. I know we're getting off track again for like the fifth time.
True.
But did I tell you? I'm sorry. Did I tell you the story of sorry. I think it was Nick. She had Nutella, or they had Nutella. And I don't know if I told you this before, or were you there? I think you were there.
I can't remember.
They had Nutella, and I decided I want some, so I put some on my spoon, and then the Nutella fell. So I decided to pick it up with a napkin and wipe it, the rest of the Nutella on the napkin. And then I had the bright idea of running past the girls' bathroom and throwing the Nutella-filled napkin into the bathroom. And then I ran away.
Why? Why would you think to do that? I'm just like,
the thing is, I did
you
it.
You are leaving me dumbfounded.
The thing is, I did it, and then Nevaeh told me that after I ran away, a girl started chasing me.
A girl started chasing you?
A girl started chasing me.
Why?
Because I
I don't understand. I'm sorry, but I do not have the brain cells to process what you just said or what this is supposed to be.
It's 2:00 at night. I don't think anyone has brain cells right now.
I never had brain cells in the first place, just so you know.
You know what? Here's the thing. I don't think anyone got what I said because I was laughing so much.
If I heard it correctly, then I hope to God that no one else is more deaf than I am in this podcast that's listening right now. Because otherwise, if they are, then they definitely did not understand a single word you're saying or ever gonna know.
Nutella-filled crud napkin.
That's disgusting. Stop it. Also, you need to change your profile picture to something,
It's not like they're gonna see my profile picture, I don't care.
Actually... Well,
swear to
God. I mean... No, they're not gonna see it, but I'm gonna recommend your channel in the description link.
Bro, please don't do that.
I have to do it, because you're, like, the second guest.
No, please don't do it. My channel is so cringy.
I have to. So then restart your channel like, Jazzy did.
That takes so much work. I'm not even on YouTube anymore.
Bro, that's not even any work. You just have to delete every single video that you ever made and then change your profile picture from Google and then change the name as well.
I don't want to change the name. I like my name.
No, your name is not okay.
Why do you have to... I'm leaving. I feel bullied.
You need a stronger, better name.
No, I'm keeping it.
No, because it says Nutella and Waffles. Why does it say Nutella and Waffles in the first place?
Because I like the name. Do you know how many names I've had to change my channel?
This host has officially signed off.
Huh? Excuse me, ma'am? Come back, please. Okay, now that I have the podcast to myself, I'm going to start talking about some things we would talk about in fourth period. Come back. I can't do it without you. Fine, if you're leaving, then I'm leaving too. Goodbye.
I swear to God.
Hey,
I was just waiting for you to say what we were talking about fourth period because I was interested. What we talk about in fourth period is really interesting, okay?
The conversations we had in that class.
That poor classroom is probably traumatized. But half of that classroom is probably like, ooh, hey.
This is supposed to be PG.
Oh, crap.
You were yelling at me earlier.
Maybe
ma'am,
I should
this has to be kid friendly.
Maybe I should put 21 plus up. I think I should take this off of for kids.
We're not gonna talk about what we talked about in fourth period. Those conversations are private.
Yeah. Those are for hard stands. Those are for hard stands, and we don't even know if half of the viewers are hard stands. They're probably soft stands. But there's I can't tell if there's more soft stands than hard stands.
I mean, like, Army is kind of already, hard stand. Like, think about it. I mean, have you seen the edits people have made of BTS? Like, I swear to God, I'm going to die.
I mean, have you seen the edit that I made of BTS?
I died.
I died the second that I saw the first hot edit I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's what really got me into BTS.
You know, I was all here for, Jimin at first, but then I was all here for B.
I'm not gonna talk about this.
We're not talking about this. I'm talking about my biases.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I was all in for it because of Jimin. Then I was all in for it for Tae, and now I'm all in it for Namjoon.
Yes, we stand.
It's like, I love Namjoon. Like, I don't know if anyone's ever noticed, but like, I feel like in the beginning when I first stand like BTS. I was like getting to know all the members, and then when I got to the last member, which is Namjoon, was the last member I got to like finally know, and I was like, you know, he's just there, like he's a very inspiring dude, and then that's what I think of like every member. But then when I got more into BTS and then started liking Taehyung, I was like, oh my god, they're like all so amazing, like I shouldn't even stand Taehyung, like I should stand all of them at the same time. And then that's when I really started going into OT7, but then Namjoon was like, hey, and I was like,
he slid into your DMs without your permission.
He slid into my DMs and said, hey girl, what's up, you trying to get down? I was like,
I see you.
Yeah, like I never noticed Namjoon, and he's so adorable too. Like, I don't know.
He has the best dimples in the whole world.
I know. I love his dimples. Like, he's such a proud Jun. Oh my god. But like, the thing is, like, I don't know if it's just me, cause like, he should probably, a lot of armies like name him under a hard stan for like, you know, hard stan stuff. He's mostly on that side, people say. But I think that Namjoon doesn't actually want to be on the hard stan like side of it and wants
expensive
to be on the
girl.
Oh my god. Again, he wants trouble. To delete that, okay?
No, I don't want him to.
He didn't, I don't even know if he actually, we don't even know if he actually wrote those lyrics himself.
Oh no, he didn't. Someone made it for him, if I remember correctly, okay. And then he just sang it.
See, okay, see, I told you. But I'm telling you that he doesn't want to be in the hard stan aisle. He wants to be on the soft stan aisle because people take him for a hard person, you know, but he wants to be all cute and stuff because he's always trying to be cute and stuff with that cute little smile and his dimples.
Yes. Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
And I mean,
I can't really relate to switching biases. I mean, I've been a hard Hobie stan since like the beginning.
Well, I haven't told you something, but like I was kind of getting into J-Hope at the same time I was gonna get into Namjoon. I'm sorry.
Wow, okay, I can't believe you're gonna do me like this, bro.
I'm sorry, but I didn't. But I didn't, though.
No, it's fine. We can share.
Threesome. Oh,
don't
my god.
Even give... No, don't say that.
This is about to be PG-13. I'm gonna get more strikes than just copyright. They're gonna kick me off of YouTube.
If you say threesome one more time, I will start talking about the conversations of our three.
Stop. Do not.
And we are on the conversation of Hobie. I mean, like...
Stop. But he is a king at Bapse.
Don't like, get me started.
My eyes have been blessed on that one post that I posted about him. My eyes have been blessed too many times.
I like his... Never mind, I'm not gonna, never mind.
Oh, you like his, here, I'll just cut this out, okay? Okay, I'll just cut this part out, okay? Okay. You like his long tongue. Okay, I said it.
I was gonna say, I like his body rolls.
Oh my god!
That too, I mean.
I think I'm worse than you, I'm telling you.
I was gonna say body rolls, but then when you said long tongue, I was thinking of fingers, like long fingers.
Ew! Clara!
I don't know what's wrong.
Okay, we need to stop this. We need to end this small conversation right there. Like, we're getting too far in deep. When you go too far in,
poor
like
period.
You're not gonna be able to come back, dude. I've been in that place. I think I went too far once and I totally regret it, but at the same time,
no,
half of my mind is like, I mean, why don't you try again?
I don't regret half of the decision. No, never mind. I regret every decision I made. I feel like the past week I've made some regretful decisions that I kind of enjoyed, but at the same time didn't, you know?
So you regret doing this podcast? How dare you?
Oh, no. No, I'm not saying every decision.
So you regret talking to me, then?
No, I didn't say every
decision. So you regret ignoring me?
Yeah, I do regret ignoring
you. Oh, my God.
But, I mean, like, I ignore a lot of people.
I've signed off.
No, come back. Okay, so I'm gonna go into detail about what I've been reading.
hey, girl, I think I need to make this more smaller age of PG-13 if you can go into that topic. I need to go to like age 60.
I need to talk again.
Okay, I've signed off.
I swear to God, I'll start talking about it.
You wouldn't dare.
So in the story that I read today,
BTS.
Okay, I will go into a detailed story. I haven't even read any stories upon the BTS. I don't read stories about BTS. Don't worry, I'm good.
Okay, now I've officially signed off.
I mean, any fanfiction stories of BTS. Why would I do that? I don't want to ruin my image of innocent. I'm not even innocent. Why am I even talking about it? Anyway, so the story I was reading today, the main so I've been reading a lot of manga, and I said this. I hope he cut this out. If he don't, I'm gonna be really mad.
I'm not gonna cut it out. I've signed off.
Oh yeah, you signed off, but you just talked again. Okay, so the story I read today, like, I read it on this one website that I don't want to name because, like, I don't want to get banned or whatever, the flippin' flipper flip-flops. So I've been reading on this one website, and, like, the name of the manga is called...
Stop right there. Stop right there. I swear to freaking God, Clara. Nobody wants to hear this.
I just want
my to channel back. Is about K-pop, excuse me, sir, and not about manga.
What? I love manga.
I love manga too, but like, it's kind of way more inappropriate than K-pop.
I mean, like, we don't need to talk.
Because K-pop is actually wait, no, I was about to say that. No, yeah, never mind.
Exactly.
Why are you saying?
What? Why are you assuming what I'm watching or what I'm reading? I just said, okay, I was going to explain the story I was reading, and you're assuming that it was a dirty story. It was a very family-friendly, clean story.
Clara.
Don't assume what I'm reading.
Clara.
I read family-friendly stories all the time.
Bullcrap.
No, that's not. No. I do.
Bullcrap, you do not.
Yes, I do.
Bullcrap, you do not.
What is the last story?
Bullcrap.
That is a really good story.
Bullcrap.
A good story.
Bullcrap.
That is not true.
Bullcrap.
Fine, you want to be like that?
Bullcrap, bullcrap, bullcrap. Blah, blah, blah.
I accidentally left.
Bullcrap. I'm sorry, I can't hold in the laugh. I thought.
Oh, no, wait.
Bullcrap.
I knew it. You lied. I read now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think the tiredness is getting to me.
I was tired since 12.
Okay. Well, we were talking about us being married and we got distracted again.
Well, I think we actually explained it good enough.
Wait, so we've been on this whole thing for an hour. Please cut out a lot of the parts of me being ugly. Like, so that's every part. Don't.
I shall not cut out a single part of this conversation.
But you said you were to cut out some of it.
Yeah, I said I was gonna cut out the tongue part, but that's it.
You just said what you were gonna cut out.
Oh, crap. I'll just cut that out, too.
No, don't cut it out.
Oh, okay.
No, wait, cut it out.
Okay, I'll cut it out.
Aloe vera. Why? That was the first thing I said. What is wrong with me?
Aloe vera. Oh. Aloe vera.
Don't do that, please.
Aloe vera. Oh. What? I'm saying aloe vera because it's healthy.
Yeah,
what were you thinking about?
I was thinking.
Ew! Oh my god!
What?
That's so disgusting. How dare you think about that? Oh my god!
I just said owl bears and
Claire, oh my god, I cannot believe you thought of that.
What? Me eating aloe vera? That's pretty edible.
Okay, I'm gonna cut this part out too, okay? But the first thing I thought of when I thought it was aloe vera and something bad about aloe vera, I couldn't think of anything because it's like a plant, right? Well, you know, the inside of the aloe vera plant is slimy.
This is what the victim gets to you.
Stop! Do not even get me to that part, bro. I will not return.
Bro, I don't even want to talk about aloe vera anymore. It was just something that my brother screamed that looked like aloe vera, and I'm like, oh, aloe vera.
Red.
I'm not gonna... What did you just say?
Nothing.
I thought you said bread.
What? No.
You said aloe vera.
What? No, I said red.
I knew it. You said bread.
No, I said red.
Red bread.
No, R-E-D.
You read something?
Oh my god, I'm signing off.
Okie dokie. So this is now my show, so that means I can talk about whatever I want. Because she signed off, and that means it's my show now. I'm not a very entertaining person. I'm not very funny either. And that means I get to say whatever I want because that means I get to try to be funny. And, I really don't know what to say. Have you seen the new Haikyuu? Episode? No, I haven't, because I don't get to see season 3 or 4, because Netflix is dumb, and it won't show me, or Hulu and Netflix won't show me season 4 or 3, because it's not on Netflix or Hulu yet, and it's really upsetting, and, yeah. I heard your laugh. Fun of me.
I can't, I'm sorry. No. This girl's really having a conversation by herself. You have literally asked yourself a question and answered it yourself. You're like, have you watched this something episode yet? No, I haven't. Bro, you literally had a straight up conversation with yourself right now.
Don't judge me, please.
I'm not judging, but now I'm gonna have to edit so much at this part because you stopped talking so many times and I have to like edit out all the silence parts because that's just
no,
boring.
Just keep it in. Just keep it
in. No, I can't keep it in because then that's a waste, like you literally wasted 2 seconds of that silence trying to think of what to talk. And I will do anything to make sure that I like take away like all the storage that I can because I don't want to use all my storage.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Hey, by the way, once this is done, can you send me the unedited version? I'm not going to post anything. I just want to keep it because this is my first podcast episode with anyone.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Can you send it to me? Oh my god, you're so nice. Thank you.
Yeah, but I'll have to, make like the background of it where it says Idol Radio because I can't just send like the audio itself because I don't know how to do that, so I'll make that one first. I'll download that one, then I have to delete that one of storage, and then I'll make the other one.
All right, I can deal with that.
Yeah, but it's gonna take me a while, just so you know, because that's lot of work.
So it'll be done by tomorrow, right? No, I'm joking.
Oh my god, this girl, I swear, Lord, give me the patience to talk to her.
Wow, fine, I see how it is when we finally get to talk. You just okay, fine then. Okay.
Oh, fine, I'm signing off then.
Well, I signed off first, so.
Water. dare you put water in, like, you were disturbing my silence.
Silence. Girl, you're not being silent if you're saying silence. I don't think a podcast is supposed to be quiet. I think we have to talk or it's not a podcast.
Paki paki ni ode ni wo koko unda. I don't know Japanese.
Mic is literally inside of my mouth.
Hello, how's it in there?
It has coronavirus written all over it.
Hello, I am in. Oh god, never mind.
In fires, man, yeah. What?
I can't do this anymore. I'm leaving.
What? No.
Fires, man. Fires.
It's inspires. And fires, what? Man, yeah! Oh, Felix! Yeah. Come here, bro. Here's your ramen. What'd you make, bro? It's for me, cuz! Oh. Yeah! Yeah!
Okay. S-T-O-P.
Mindy, go hee hee.
Okay, bye. I'm leaving.
You're gonna make me cry.
No, don't cry. That's my job.
No.
Don't cry.
I'm gonna cry because of tiredness.
You can't be tired. I'm not even tired, and I'm always tired.
Not that kind of tired.
I am mentally exhausted, though. Like, we can be mentally exhausted together. Mentally exhausted.
I don't even think I would call it mental exhaustion at this point.
What did you just say? Oh, excuse me, ma'am? Did you just
say? Oh my god. Excuse me, sir. How dare you, like, assume my gender?
Oh yeah, you're right. But you just called me sir, that means you're the woman.
But I didn't assume your gender. You are, sir. I think I just confused you.
Maybe I am. That's not.
Oh my god, Clarissa. Well, you are a sir, but you're also a ma'am.
Okay, maybe I am a man, but like, maybe I'm just not. I'm hiding it from you. Maybe I am.
Oh my god, I'm signing off.
A woman, but I don't know because I don't know what. Never mind. This is supposed to be PG-13. I'm just gonna drink my water. That got everywhere. Wow, I drink water really badly. For breathing, just like a whole minute just to breathe. Okay, that's enough breathing. I don't think I need to breathe anymore. Do you still need to breathe? Okay, thank you. I'm glad to know that. I don't think she's breathing anymore.
I know where you live. I'll call the police. We're good. The segment. Oh my god. What I was trying to see was this is the segment where Clara just talks to herself.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm dead.
I don't want to talk to myself.
Well, she's dead now. You cannot commit murder without the consent. You can't do that. It's so loud. You just murdered yourself without consent. You just committed a crime that will put you in jail. But I don't know how we're gonna put you in jail when you're already dead. Lock her body behind bars. Make her do the work of the jail thing. Make her dead body do the work of jail people, the prisoners of the jail. Even though she physically can't, because she committed murder to her son.
I have a question.
Like, you don't need to answer. You're dead, but like, I have a question. If someone asks you to murder them, is it technically murder or suicide? You see, I got you living again. You had to think about it. Know that there's a brain somewhere in that dead body. What is wrong with me? Please come back. Please come back from the dead.
Well, I mean, you were right there.